You're listening to HearIslam.com in association with ShareIslam.com. Now let's sit back, relax, and listen to the explanation and tafsir of Surah Al-Bayyinah, chapter 29 of the Holy Quran, with Muhammad Sayyid Adli. Here is Surah Al-Bayyinah.
والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. Seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seer of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome you all for continuation of our tafsir sessions, and inshallah, today we have a new surah. Our surah today from last juz, Surah Al-Bayyinah, Surah Al-Bayyinah, the clear evidence, the clear evidence, Surah number 98. Surah number 98. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. Again, this Surah Al-Bayyinah. Surah Al-Bayyinah is a Meccan Surah. And this Surah consists of 8 verses. The Surah talks about the situation before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For a period approximately 570 years after the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, with the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with a long period of time elapsed with no guidance, no revelation, for a long time, over than 5 centuries, with no guidance, messengers, revelation, since the time of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, till the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the situation of the people who were living in that time from nations and different backgrounds, they lived in dispute and dissension by saying, those who disbelieve from among the people of the scripture, and he meant by this the Jews and the Christian as well as the Mushrikeen, were not going to leave their disbelief and misguidance until there come to them a clear evidence. So that the people been living in that time, the Arab and the non-Arab, the Jews, the Christian, and the idol worship, they've been living in misguidance before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and was nothing to help them and solve their problem and to cure their illness other than a special cure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a special light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through new revelation. الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب. Who are أهل الكتاب? The Jews and the Christian. Although they've been misguided, they add and delete things from their books. They're deviated from the teaching of their prophets. But originally, those people been given a book, been given a guidance, been given a revelation, but because the time that elapsed, people start to be different, people start to change, add and delete, and they were living in misguidance and darkness and jahiliyyah. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Min ahli al-kitabi, the people of the book, which is the Jews been given At-Tawrah, and the Christian been given the Injil, the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, been sent to them, and the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Ruhullah, been sent to them. But they've been divided and they went astray. In addition to those, people are the Mushrikeen who were living in Arabia in that time. Idol worships. Okay? حتى تأتيهم البينة. They will continue remaining in misguidance and darkness until بينة come to them. Until a clear evidence come to them. Until lights and things to show them the right way and the صراط المستقيم. So لم is an article to negate. And as I stated before, that the article lam, it deals with the past tense. And the article lan, it deals with the future. Lam.
What does negate mean?
To negate? I say nobody with dirty clothes in this room. So I'm negating the fact everybody coming with nice clean clothes, shower, all kind of stuff. Okay? Is this correct? Negating something. Like say, La ilaha illallah.
Like a negative.
So when you're negating something, okay, you say, La ilaha, that there is no God. There is no true God. Illallah, except Allah. Okay? So, lam is to negate a thing in the past. And lan is to negate something in the future. Lam is lam meme, like what we see here in the beginning. Lan is lam noon. Yakun is comes from the verb kana. Okay? Kana, verb to be. And kana in the past mean was or were. So lam yakun is negating alladhina, those kafaru. Kafaru means to disbelieve. Those who commit kufr call kuffar. Kafaru or kafara is the verb. Okay? Min from
أهل people of أهل الكتاب. Okay, they've been named أهل الكتاب, the people of the book. In addition to the people of the book, Jewish and Christian are the mushrikeen. Munfakina. Munfakina. To leave alone, to stay away from, to give up. Munfakina hatta. Hatta, until. تأتيهم is a verb from أتى, it came. تأتي, come to them. تأتي هم, هم means to them. حتى تأتيهم البينة. البينة, what is البينة? The clear evidence, the obvious proof. That a clear evidence that doesn't leave any doubt. So what this, when you put all these words together, is saying that the kuffar among the Jews and the Christian, people of the book, as well as the mushrikeen, the Arabs, those people who worship in idols and statues, they are not going to give up their disbelief and their misguidance and their confusion until a clear evidence comes to them. And the clear evidence, when it comes from Allah. It doesn't come from the people. Alright? As a result of this, when we get in confused as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to go back to what? The book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Said, وَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you are a differ in matter, disputing about something in your deen, go back to what? To the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alright, and this will be the best way to settle your dispute. Okay, so the people of kufr in general, doesn't matter if they Christian or Jewish or mushrikeen or no religion or some religion or remaining religion, they continue to be misguided until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send guidance and give them direction. Did Allah do so? Yes. How? He explained by saying, Rasulun min Allah. Rasulun min Allah. A messenger from Allah. Rasul means a messenger. And a messenger is a general word, okay? Because if I send you to give this book to somebody, like the mailman, you can call him a messenger. Because he is a carrier. He carry a message to deliver it. So, Rasul means a messenger, a person who work as a messenger. Rasulullah, messenger from Allah. And this also to shows us the work of the Prophet, that he is a messenger. A messenger carry a message, he doesn't delete, he doesn't add, he doesn't do anything. A messenger, his job is to deliver. Is this correct or not? When you send something by UPS, and it comes to your door, if it's one box, one of one or one or two, you're supposed to get two pieces, okay? He's not supposed to take one box and give you box. Neither he's supposed to add one box, one of one, he give you only one box. Alright, is it? Yes. He's a messenger. So a messenger, his job is to deliver. So we understand that the Prophet ﷺ didn't do anything from his own. As a result of this, Allah is saying in Quran, وما ينطق عن الهوى. وما ينطق عن الهوى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak from his own desire. He is a messenger, and if he's a messenger, he deliver. And also in another surah, Allah said, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْدَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say something in this deen is not from Allah, Allah will take him by force and seize him, kill him, and none of you can defend him. It's a serious matter, okay? If the messenger himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's the most beloved man to Allah, he could not add anything to the deen. So we understand, not me or you, not the Mawlana, not the Sheikh, not so anybody can add to the deen. Not by saying, not by acting. This deen is a trust, it have to be delivered the same way Allah revealed it. The same thing the angel Jibreel, he took it from Allah, gave it to the Prophet Muhammad. The same way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam take it from the angel Jibreel, give it to the Sahaba. The Sahaba give it to the Tabi'een, the Tabi'een give it to the Tabi'een. And we continue like this, we only deliver a message. Rasulun min Allahi. What is the job also and what else to be a clear evidence? Yatlu suhufan mutahhara. Yatlu, this is a verb from tilawa. Tilawa to Quran, recitation of the Quran, saying the Quran, reading the Quran, rehearsing the Quran. Okay, yatlu. Yatlu mean to recite. Okay? He say, utlu al-Qur'an. Okay, read the Qur'an, recite the Qur'an. Yatlu, reciting. Suhufan, pages. Pages. Did I say P enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Pages is what? Mutahhara. That mean have tahara, have purification, purity. The pages are themselves are what? Are pure. And by acting on these pages, this will profile us. Okay? So this Islam came for purpose of purification. Physically, mentally, spiritually, by all means. And those people who are not adopting Islam, they're going to stay dirty all their life. And this is what Allah said in Quran also, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْ. Indeed, the mushrikun are impure. And the worst kind of impurity is in the heart. The worst kind of impurity is in the heart when you associate a partner beside Allah, or believing that God Almighty has a son, or that Mawlana or the dead person can heal your wife, or it can make your business get better, especially if you make contribution in his box, or you understand that you call in him his name 110 times or whatever they call it. This is the worst kind of impurity in the heart, because instead your heart were only devoted to Allah, now you believe in Allah and something else. So Allah said, Al-Mushrikun, those who associate partner beside Allah, they are najis, they are impure. And their impurity is the worst kind of impurity. So the suhuf is mutahhara. These pages that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was recited is a profile one, which is pure in itself and purifies those who act on it. And from this we understand that when talks about لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, none touches it, that it referring to the Quran, which is the originality of the Quran. The originality of the Quran. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. None can touch it except المطهرون, which are the angels. None of us can reach the Quran. But this Quran that is written in the book nowadays, or in the CD, on a DVD, this not what been meant in this verse. So a person can touch it even if he doesn't have wudu. And this is the opinion of Imam al-Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayh. There is no clear-cut evidence in Quran or Hadith to say you could not touch the Quran when you don't have a wudu. Because the Muslim is always pure. Doesn't matter if she's a woman or a man. Even if a woman have her menses, she's still pure. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Huraira, Subhanallah, inna al-mu'min la yanjus. Abu Huraira, he didn't take a shower after having intercourse with his wife. So when he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he disappeared. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said later on, he said, Abu Huraira, what happened? Why disappear when you saw me? Say, O Prophet of Allah, I was not clean, I was not pure. He says, Subhanallah, innal mu'min la yanjus. Glory be to Allah. Nothing makes a believer impure. Nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lay down on the lap of his wife while she have her menses and reciting Quran. You see, impurity is in the heart. And when Aisha said to the Prophet, he told her, go and pray this towel or this handkerchief that in the mosque, say, I have my menses. He said to him, Inna haidatik laysat fi yadik. Your menses is not in your hand. So go to the mosque and bring it, no problem. Okay? So he says, suhufan mutahara. This suhuf, these pages that came to be recited is tahira, is pure, and means of purification, purified. فيها كتب قيمة فيها كتب books or laws that mean كتب that mean a plural of كتاب or كتب that mean what is written itself. Okay, so what is قيمة? Something that has a great value. Okay, قيمة or straight, something with a great value, or something that make your life to be established, or to maintain the proper way, or straight and rightly guided. All this can be under the term qayyima. So what is going to seize and stop the confusion and the disbelief that was happening before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is two things: the messenger and what with the messenger. So that means the kuffar from the Jewish and the Christian, as well as the mushrikeen, remain in their dispute and their disbelief until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to them. So if those people remain in the same case, in the same status, did they benefit from the light or they still in darkness? Did they benefit from the iman or still in kufr? So as a result of this, any Jew or a Christian who hear about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he doesn't believe in him, he's still in kufr. You could not call him a believer. You could not call a Christian or a Jew living today a believer. And if you believe that he go to Jannah, if he die in his disbelief, this can take you out of Islam. Because denying one prophet or denying one messenger is exactly like denying all the prophets and all the messengers. And denying the prophets and the messengers, that means you are denying the one who sent the messenger. So we don't need to go behind this philosophy and all this big time talk of people talking and writing in the newspaper and conference, you understand, that all of the Abrahamic faith and all of us believers and all of us and the children of Abraham and all of us and don't let the religion make differences between us. The only thing will settle differences among the people is the religion. Because Allah says that before the coming of the Prophet, they became mutafarraqeen. Tafarraqu. And Allah said, don't be like those who became tafarraqu after clear guidance came to them.
You're listening to the explanation of chapter 98, Surah Al-Bayna, in the Holy Quran with Muhammad Sayyid Adli. Stay tuned right here on Hear Islam for part 2, coming up next.